First of all, I am so honored to be reading for the second time with Hemingway's. And I want to thank Joan and thank Chris for inviting me again. This has been a really cool series this summer, so I really enjoyed it. And thank you all for coming out. So I'm going to read six poems. The first three I have never read in public before, and the last three I've read around. So I'm reading the one that is going to take the most explanation first. So just two main things to say about this poem. First of all, it's a guzzle, which is a poem written in couplets, and all the couplets are sort of their own universe. And I've heard it described as if you were kind of string pearls in a necklace. That's sort of how all the couplets fit together. They're autonomous, but they, you know, they kind of are at the same party. It is, oh, thanks for laughing at that. And it's a Arabic verse form. There has a repeated word in each couplet called the radif, and a rhyme in each couplet called the kafiyah. And it was popularized by Persian poets. The other thing to say about this poem is that it's called Vanitas, and Vanitas were paintings by Dutch painters in the 17th century, and they were meant to remind us of our mortality. Yes, absolutely. Yes. I told them to tell me if I need to speak more into the mic. So I'm so glad. Vanitas. Blank canvas and hollow heart. While the artist pleads miracles, the diva strips her makeup, flees the studio, grieves miracles. An angel orders, consume this sheet music. It dissolves down like honey. We feed miracles. Such luscious I offer in my candy bowl. Reach in, swirl around, give yourself over, bleed miracles. At night, my voice goes walking, visits where low men abide, in whispers they deal and grieve in miracles. They tell you, be born on this boat cover, bloom from iris like a good girl. Photogs misread miracles. Still life, orchid drying, stamen dying like an old straw. To squeeze art from death, painters decree miracles. Her mom made her wear gloves in church, as if ladies break the world by touching it. The pastor guaranteed miracles. A woman full in stomach is most full in spirit. Thick thighs by candlelight with sage, pokeweed miracles. In mahogany, Diana Ross broke. Even with candle wax across her throat, she breathed miracles. Sever me from my self-hate. A voice cries, no, and drops me to mud. The tear in heaven recedes, I heed miracles. A Burberry cape, Louis heels, corset, champagne flute, her midsection. She leaves sweat on stage, leaves miracles. Beauty sleeps. Beauty sleeps when the peacocks can't be bothered. They drag their tails through sand, catch pebbles between feathers, mixing red with dirt for mauve, dirtying their whites, purples, blues. Beauty sleeps when the eyes of the feathers too are swallowed. There is no verb for what a wing does to the air as it fans out. No word to capture how a wind beautifies as it moves. There's no word for a mother's grace in curlers, her eyes smiling into yours, the faint wrinkles at each eyelid like folded parchment. Absent of plumes, pomp, splayed tail feathers, there is an emptiness I will not describe. In their temperate house, they decide to hide from us. This cool March day, early spring, they decide we are not worthy somehow of the ache they create. This poem is insane. but I'm reading it. For the man who falls in love with me. Inside each egg is a heart of black opal, flower petals unwilt in frost. Among sediment, copper heaves. I am the workings of an old wheel of karma turning, and I am work. I exhaust myself, and in that exhaustion find my breath dancing. In me, the elements realized grief, capriciousness, martyrdom, exuberance, fear. I draw energy from a profane source. God, I get lost so often in outbelly dance harm. My striations resemble rock face, marbled skin, red brown. My blackness flow on sax note, my darkness sip like honey. I seduce with the words I sear, call on ancestral hotness. I'll bring the goddess into bed with us. Come charging in, rush water, rough-hewn thing, visit me. Like so many winged beings before, twisting their shape, humped backs flutter to crow wing. Bet you smell like wild cherries and sweat. Bet your skin soft. I can be soft. I can print for you. This is the nature of shape-shifting and being femme in this millennium. But most days I am like so many boys. My hem drags the ground. I forget to wash behind my ears. I have not hung yesterday's laundry. I looked into my future and could not unclench myself. I braced for serial heartache. My limbs seized. My eyes narrowed back to the floorboards, except your voice cut across the silence. Rich and buoyant, I stared up, smiling. Prince describes It Factor, circa 1999. Like a bullet train of electricity, like turning a shell to find half a human face, I was fusing words and rhythms in my shed. A bolt of energy slapped the base of my spine, loosed on maniac hips. Next thing I'm wearing lace and staring down in neon suit. I wonder if it was the same with Chuck Berry, Buddy Guy. I wonder if James Brown knew while hosing off a porch he had hymns in his knees. Grace Jones, this poem is titled Grace Jones. If you don't know who Grace Jones is, it's very hard to describe the woman that is Grace Jones. There's a great documentary about her called Blood, Light, and Bammy. I think, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's very good. It's one of the best documentaries I've seen. But yeah, she's a staple of the 70s and the 80s and the 90s model. Singer, Grace Jones. Purple starlight on your face, the stage, Studio 54. The crowd rends denim shirts to pecs bright as diamond. You gyrate in leather, pearls, open your mouth for confetti to taste. If they never had a church, Grace, if they never had a church, against a disco silver floor, you sing Do or Die. Your eyelids sparkle two stories high. Your muscled arms wear a drape of sweat. The men reach, never touch. They turn, embrace each other. If they never had a church race, if they never had a church, a blessed bump equals sacrament. A blowjob equals holy. The children will be saved this year. Drag kings, ball queens, vocal cords bruised from screaming, but they praise into night. You could take them to church race, take them to church. And this is the last poem that I'm reading, and as always, it is for my grandmother. Heaven is a dark gloom. Heaven is a dark gloom, it's coral bells, and touch-me-nots, and spider fern. Heaven is the garden she's been walking since she left her life. the crushed smoke beneath her muddy toes, the broken vines laying down their obstinance. She's been searching for water that no one would give. It doesn't matter. She knows where the river winds itself, around the cliffs, where the snakes polish their lungs in bile, where the darkness multiplies in sleepless schools of fish, where no man can write his language on reams of paper, where the belly of sorrow is slick and clean, where a heart is pumping vinegar inside the convex mouth of an oyster. Thank you.